Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin Sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin Sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin Sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin Sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin Sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin Sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin Sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Where the turf meets the surf, where the turf meets the surf down at Old Del Mar. The UW flying on an airplane, catching a fast train or jumping in your car. Come on to Del Mar. Everybody's gonna have a smile on their face, cause somebody's gonna win every single time there's a race. Where the turf meets the surf down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf, where the turf meets the surf down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf.
The Del Mar Ship and Win program is back. Out-of-state horses that come to Del Mar receive a travel stipend and purse bonuses for every start at Del Mar. For details, go to DMTC.com or contact David Jerkins at the Del Mar Racing Office, 858-792-4230. Owners and trainers, maximize your earning potential at Del Mar. Ship and win.
Where the turf meets the surf down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf down at Old Del Mar.
Have you heard the news? You can get free Formulator Pass performances with DRF bets. Sign up to get the best bonus in racing with a $250 deposit match and a $10 free bet. Plus free Formulator Pass performances. Enjoy all the perks of using Formulator with projected odds, trainer patterns, race and horse notes, replays, and more. Never pay for past performances again. Just use the promo code WINNING when you register at drf.com/bet. That's winning at drf.com/bet. It's post time for Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the most informative and profitable hour of horse racing found anywhere. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Santa Anita. Come out and watch and wager at iconic Santa Anita Park. By Data Racing Form, exclusive past performance content provider for Thoroughbred LA. By DKHorse.com, California horse players can watch and wager through DraftKings on racing around the world at DKHorse.com. By Legacy Ranch, get your young horses started right at Legacy Ranch. And by HorseBills.com, enjoy billing made easy through HorseBills.com. By the newly renovated OC Tavern, satellite wagering is back in San Clemente. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, it pays to own a cowbred. By the Ragazin Sheets, the most effective handicapping tool available. Get the sheets. By Los Alamitos Night Quarter Horse Racing, sometimes your best day of racing is at night. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com, selections from Northern and Southern California each racing day. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona, where every horse player gets the VIP treatment. And by the South Point Casino in Las Vegas, where the action never stops. And now, here are your hosts, John Lindo and Bob Ike.
And welcome to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, a Preakness edition. The 149th running of the Preakness takes place today at Pimlico. That's where the eyes of the racing world will be set. But we've got a lot going on here at Santa Anita as well. A 10-race card that kicks off at 1 p.m. The feature race goes as the 7th coming down the hill, the Misdirection. So plenty of good gambling opportunities on this Santa Anita card. But Pimlico is going to be the main focus today. 14 races. The Preakness will go as race 13 at about 4:01 Pacific time. It's a marathon day back there. 9 stakes races. Right now, the track conditions are good and good. They got rain this morning, which could clear out, but there is moisture on the racetrack. And the turf course seemed very slow in the one race that I saw. They are underway there. And to talk about that and all the goings on today, my regular co-host, John Lindo. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Bob. Happy Preakness Day.
Yeah, it's going to be an exciting day. So first of all, let's catch up on the conditions there. I mentioned early morning rain. It looks like maybe it passed through, John, but you never know back there. It can be volatile. But I think maybe the bulk of the rain has already hit, but there is moisture on the racetrack.
Well, definitely. They've run three races so far today, Bob. They pulled race number one, a 5-furlong turf race, off the turf. They ran the second race on the grass. It was a mile and a 16th. And to give you an idea how that turf course is, the 6-furlong split in the mile and a 16th race was 118.35. And they finished out the mile and a 16th. Now, mile and a 16th in 151.23. So that's a glacial final time. The turf was rated good for that race. They just updated the track conditions. The main track now listed good. The turf course has been downgraded to soft. They pulled race number five off the turf, so that's another maiden race. They'll keep the stakes races on, but you're looking at a pretty soft or yielding turf course right now. And like you say, I think for the most part, most of the bulk of the rain has hit, and I think they could be in a drying out situation the rest of the day. But in Baltimore, rain passes through, at any point. I remember when I was back there for American Pharoahs Preakness, they had a deluge hit right before the race, and so it could happen at any time. But off conditions today right now in Pimlico.
Yeah, I remember that year, John. I never saw so much water hit in a short period of time. I think Victor Espinosa had like 3 inches of water in his boot just being out there on the track and running the race. So it can be volatile. I'm not sure about that track as opposed to the way Churchill dries out. It will be an overcast day back there in Baltimore. So I'm not sure it's going to clear. That track will dry out quite as fast as the Churchill does, but it could be in pretty good shape by Preakness time unless we get more weather. So let's get some actual Preakness updates, John. Of course, the big news of the week was that Muth was declared. He spiked a fever shipping back there. He was declared on Wednesday. He was going to be the race favorite. Now the Derby winner, Mystic Dan, back in 2 weeks. I think he'll be the favorite, John, but he's not going to be an overwhelming choice in here, right?
No, the current wagering as of this morning, going from the top down as far as the contenders, number three, Catching Freedom, was 3-1. The Derby winner, Mystic Dan, number five, was 3-1. And number eight, Tuscan Gold, was 7-2. So they're the favorites in what right now is a wide open betting scenario for the Preakness. And you're right, a lot of things have gone in Mystic Dan's favor this week. You saw the scratch of Muth. There was a delay as far as the shipping. It took a long time to get from California to Baltimore on Tuesday. Tuesday night, they got in late. Apparently, Muth did not eat well on Wednesday morning. Took his temperature, 103. So trainer Bob Baffert had to treat the horse with antibiotics, so he's out of the race. And you look at the race with Mystic Dan drawing post. He'll be moving in a spot. He'll be number five on the program, but post four in the gate. There isn't much speed inside of him. I could see Brian Hernandez trying the same tactics he did in the Derby, where he lets Mystic Dan come running out of the gate and drops right down to the fence. Not only he ought to get a good trip from down inside, the rain is not going to hurt Mystic Dan one bit. We know he likes a wet track. So there are a few things that have gone his way, but we have to remember, too, I mean, he was all out to win the Derby. He was a tired horse after that Derby win. He did not eat up the day after the Derby, and I think the first inkling for trainer Kenny McPeak was, well, we'll have to wait and see if we're going to run. So that tells me that he had a pretty tired horse. Now, they're back in 2 weeks. Things have gone well. He's kind of progressively gotten stronger getting ready to go to this race. So we'll see what happens today. But I do think that quick turnaround is a concern, and the one time he did try it last year as a two-year-old, he regressed coming off a two-week gap between races. So it's not something that he has done successfully in the past. You have a horse, sitting on weight coming in here, trainer Chad Brown with Tuscan Gold, who the two Preaknesses that Chad Brown has won, he won with horses that skipped the Derby, pointing to the Preakness, making their fourth career starts. Well, that's the exact same pattern today for Tuscan Gold, who comes third place finish in the Louisiana Derby. That was the distance of the Preakness, a mile and 3/16. There is some pace to his inside. I would think either Seize the Gray or Just Still will go. And from the outside, Imagination, the Phil D'Amato Santa Anita Derby winner, he'll have some speed from the outside gate. So Tuscan Gold might fall into a trip. And just looking at patterns, you know, I think Chad Brown is sitting in wait here, and I think he's got the horse to beat in the Preakness today.
And, you know, John, this reminds me a little bit of last year where two guys pointed for this race, Baffert, not by choice, but he won the race with National Treasure. Chad Brown was second with Blazing Sevens. They had a great stretch duel. And now you've got two horses that have been pointed specifically for this. You mentioned Tuscan Gold, but also Imagination. Obviously, Baffert was not eligible to run in the Derby, so he's pointed this horse since the Santa Anita Derby. He's trained right along. John, how do you see the pace scenario? You kind of talked about it, but here's my take, and I have a hunch Rosario will get Just Steal back off the pace. I don't think they want him to duel like he did last time. Where Seize the Gray got that kind of speed that he showed last time in the Pat Day Mile, I'm not sure where that came from because he really hadn't shown a lot of that before. I get a hunch that Dottori is going to come running out of there from the outside post with Imagination. It's not going to shock me if he clears this field, John. And we know when you put Bob Baffert horses on the lead, they're going to run to the wire. Your thoughts on maybe the pace scenario?
I agree. I think Frankie Dottori comes out running with Imagination. He'll be in the stall number 8, even though he's number 9 on the program. And he's going to come out running and force the hand of somebody else to dictate the race away from him. They're going to have to take the lead away from him. I mean, if Seize the Gray really wants to go, he hasn't really been on the lead recently, even though he was close in the Pat Day Mile. And like you say, the jockey switched to Joel Rosario and Just Steele. I think you're going to see a change in tactics there. There's a chance Imagination gets, if he crosses and clears and you give him a little time, we know Imagination is a horse that'll fight you. And Frankie Dottori is trying to win a Triple Crown race. You might see him laying his body down in the lane, but the race goes through Imagination the first half mile. We'll see what they can do there. And it's an interesting scenario because there really isn't a lot of speed, and the scratch of his stablemate probably helps Imagination the most out of anybody in the field.
And, you know, maybe the Santa Anita Derby was a little better race than that it gets credit for on the numbers, at least. Stronghold was right in contention in the Derby at the top of the lane. We had Sadler's horse. Was it Topalo, John? Was that the name of the horse that just came out of the Santa Anita Derby and absolutely romped last weekend? So I think maybe this race is a little better than it's showing on paper, and I'm looking for my selection, Sean, Imagination over Tuscan Gold. I'm going to take the two fresh horses, and you've got Tuscan Gold on top, correct?
That's correct. Yeah, I like Tuscan Gold in this spot, but I could definitely see Imagination, you know, the one to catch Turner for home. And, you know, you just don't blow by this horse. He's the horse that'll look you in the eye and fight you. So we'll see. I'm not real sure about the extra distance for Imagination. That's the one thing that I worry a little bit about with him, but I do think he's going to run a big one today.
John, before we get your Santa Anita selections, let's switch gears just a little bit. We had another metformin positive, and we've seen probably, what, at least a half dozen of these now. This time it's trainer George Weaver, who has an absolutely impeccable reputation in the business. Well, he's been handed a 2-year provisional suspension as of now, forced to disband his 70-horse stable. John, when is this craziness from Haisa Haiwu going to end with these obvious contaminations on metformin?
Well, metformin is a medication used for those people with diabetes, and his groom, the horse that was that tested positive, a horse named Anna's Wish, the groom is diabetic and takes metformin. So this, you know, common sense tells me this is probably a contamination situation. Like you say, George Weaver, over a couple of decades, an extremely clean record. You've never heard anybody call him a cheater before. And to get 2 years at this point, he cannot train or enter a horse. So if you want to get those 70 horses in his barn to the races, they have to leave the barn. So he's going to have to disband the stable. He's going to have to let those employees go to other people. They're going to have to get everything else set up. And let's say that Haiwu, after the documentation, decides, okay, this was a contamination problem, we'll give you 10 days instead. Well, then he's got to try and hire his people back. He's got to try and get those other horses back. He now, you know, you get that feeling from the public, oh, this guy's cheating. You damage his reputation. The process, the due process and the sequence of how these things go down, it doesn't make any sense to me. You're damaging trainers' reputations on situations where maybe some common sense has to be put into play. And like I said, this is the seventh metformin positive for trainers. And, you know, the vast majority have had reasons to why this happened, why this was a contamination situation. It's a common medication used for people. And you got to remember, you know, the barn areas are it's not ideal for, like, an absolutely clean, pristine area to train and get these horses through. There's a lot of things going on back there. So something has to be done at the very least in the process of how they adjudicate these things before the damage is over, done permanently to these trainers. It's a bad situation,
right,
in my opinion.
You're right, John. The backstretch is not a laboratory. It's not a sterile laboratory where we're training these horses. A lot's going on. You're right. Common sense has to prevail. This is just turning into a disastrous situation for a lot of these trainers. John, let's get your Santa Anita selection. Of course, your selection sheet available for free each racing day at the South Point, available at todaysracingdigest.com. Last week, you gave us Handsome Red at 720, so let's make it 2 weeks in a row. Where do you want to go for Santa Anita?
I'm going to go to race number six. This is a maiden race. There's a couple of Bob Baffert trainees in here, but I don't think these are the best fillies in his stable. I think it's a good spot for number seven, Bolt Divine, a first-time starter. Training well. I like the gate move last week, getting ready for this race. You got the leading rider, Kyle Frey, aboard and an outside post. 4-1 on the program. Number seven, Bolt Divine, race number six at Santa Anita. And, Bob, you're going to give us a play at Santa Anita as well.
Yeah, I put out my selection sheet today. Races 5, 8, and 10, $162 in the late pick 5. John, I thought it was a really challenging Santa Anita card, especially late in the day. So let's start in the fifth race. These are restricted claimers going 6.5 out of the turf chute. And I like the way the outside horse Pinehurst kind of woke up last time sprinting. Maybe this gelding has found a home now around one turn for Phil D'Amato. Kyle Frey takes over from Dottori. I think he can be within range all the way around there from that outside post. So fifth race today, my radio play is number 9, Pinehurst, 3-1 second choice on the morning line. John, they're walking to the gate for the fourth race at Pimlico. It's good time for us to take a time out. When we come back, Bob Mazursky and Bruce Finkelstein, you are listening to a Preakness edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Fans, we have a great weekend of live racing lined up at Santa Anita Park. Today is the $100,000 Misdirection Stakes, and Sunday brings the $100,000 Desert Code. Both of those will be run down the Hillside Turf Course. Of course, Memorial Day weekend is right around the corner. Great events are lined up, like the fan favorite Corgi Nationals, the Smorgasbord Barbecue Invitational, the Memorial Weekend Carnival, the California Beer Festival, and on Monday, May 27th, Memorial Day, it's a dollar day, and our annual poker charity tournament benefiting Folds of Honor. It's just a $300 donation to play, and 100% of that goes directly to the Folds of Honor Foundation. We will have special packages online that include a challenge coin and a vintage The Shoe Wants You t-shirt. For more information, go to santanita.com or call George Ortuzar in our marketing department. The top jockeys, the top trainers, world-class racing, and a great Memorial Day weekend are right here at Santa Anita, the great race place.
Developed by Horsemen, Horsebills.com is a cost-effective, time-saving, environment-friendly, paperless revolution of how equine industries bill and receive payments. Vendors are able to generate electronic invoices for each horse, whose owners can pay through the same website with just one click. Say goodbye to stacks of invoices, handwritten checks, and postage costs. Easy accounting for all parties with the highest online security measures. Get started free at Horsebills.com. Simply register with your name and email address. Free to sign up. No subscription fees to vendors until the first invoice choice of scent. For owners, you get a free account, comprehensive dashboard with information on all horses owned and billing records, ACH and credit card payment options. For vendors, generate invoices efficiently and receive payments quickly from both owners and other vendors. Syndicate and partnership managers get flexible billing and payment options to both vendors and syndicate members. For more info, call 888-938-4643, 888-938-4643, or log on to horsebills.com. That's horsebills.com. Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona. Now more than ever, it pays to own a cowbred. The bonus for registered cowbreds and cow-sired horses winning Nathan's special weight races and restricted and open company is $15,000 at Santa Anita and Del Mar. The bonus is $10,000 for similar races at Los Alamitos, Golden Gate, and the Northern California Fairs. Have a foal by an out-of-state stallion? Make that foal a cowbred by breeding your mare back to a California stallion. It's that easy. Lucrative Breeders and Owners Awards are available for winning qualifying races in California. Take advantage of all of the CTBA incentive programs to maximize your California racing earning power. For more information, contact the CTBA at 626-445-7800 or log on to ctba.com. That's ctba.com.
G'day, this is Michael Rona, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA.
Welcome back, Thoroughbred Los Angeles, a Preakness edition. Bob Ike and John Lindo. And John, before we bring in Bob Mazursky, how about a word about the cowbreds? And we don't have a cowbred of the week today, but we've got a sale to talk about.
Right. The announcement this week that the 2024 Northern California Yearling Sale will be held up at the Alameda County Fairgrounds at Pleasant Inn. It'll be Tuesday, August the 13th. Entries are due at the end of this month, May 31st, so if you have a yearling you want to nominate to the sale, contact Loretta Vega at the CTBA offices at 626-445-7800, extension 227. Reason we don't have a cowbred of the week, Bob, is that the big cowbred stakes races next Saturday at Santa Anita, including the Snow Cheese Stakes, the Mel Air, the Thor's Echo, the Crystal Water, and the Franz Valentine, so a lot of cowbreds in action a week from today.
And, John, let's not sleep on the coast-to-coast today. I think everybody is going to be so involved at Pimlico, and with that off track, who knows what's going to happen there. But they've got good weather in Florida, and two of the races are from Gulfstream, starting with race 9, a couple wide-open turf races, and then 3 from Santa Anita. So, John, let's get involved there on the coast-to-coast as well.
Yeah, I had a tough beat last week on that, so we'll kind of fire at it again.
You sure did. Well, for a lot of money, too, John.
Yeah, well, it happens. Anyways, the sequence today, Gulfstream Park, 9th race, Gulfstream Park, 11th, then Santa Anita, 7, 9, 11. That's the sequence in the coast-to-coast pick five.
Hey, we do have one cowbred running out of state, right, today? We want to wish Legacy some good luck today?
Right. Big Pond, who's by the late Legacy Ranch stallion, Mr. Big, she is in New York today for the Grade 3 vacancy, so best of luck to the connections of Big Pond. Cowbred going for a graded stakes at Aqueduct today.
And talk about a tough beat. Our friend Pete Perella took a tough one with one of their debuting horses from Legacy. And I talked to Pete the next couple days later, and he was still kind of shaking his head. That was a bad photo too, John.
It was a tough photo, but I'll be honest with you. The photo finish camera has been pretty kind to Pete during the meet, so... You know, they say things even out. You never want it to happen, but the main thing is that Philly ran very well first time out.
But he told me that's the one he needed. He didn't need those other three photos. He needed this one.
That's always the one you need.
Let's bring in Bob Mazursky from todaysracingdigest.com. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing well. First of all, I want you to preview the Misdirection, which is the feature today at Santa Anita, downhill sprint. Race number 7, how'd you see that one, Bob?
I thought it's pretty wide open. I ended up picking a horse called Get the Money just because I don't see a lot of pace in the race. I think she's going to be laying up close, and I've liked her recent grass races. But, you know, the Wild Grazer was very impressive coming off the layoff. This is a tougher field. Lucky Girl on her best day is capable. Selenaya, who's cutting back in distance. I know she ran poorly last time, but she's certainly capable. Then, of course, Miss Lizzie, this is what she does best. She's a late-running sprinter, so I think it's pretty wide open. I ended up giving a narrow edge to Get the Money just because I think she's going to be up close in a race without a ton of pace.
Okay, and we're going to bring in John to get your Preakness opinion. But just, guys, from what I've seen in the first few races there, it looks like a pretty fair track. Looks like you can win from off the pace or be up close. So that's good news. Let's hope it continues that way. John, Linda, what do you have for Bob?
Yeah, Bob, we've got to ask you, since it's Preakness Day, who do you like in the Preakness today?
Well, I like the same horse you like, John Tuscan Gold, for all the reasons you mentioned. You know, he's fresh. Chad Brown's had success bringing fresh horses into this race. I think he's going to be not too far off the pace in a race where I don't think they're going to go that fast early. And, you know, as you mentioned, Mystic Dan ran very hard in the Derby, so I'm taking a stand against the Derby horses, and I'm going to go to Tuscan Gold. And I think 7-2, I'd be very happy with that price.
And Bob, coming back to Santa Anita, where do you want to go for your radio pick today?
I'm going to take a shot on the 10th and final with the horse coming from Northern California, number 9, Nothing is Forever. This horse had some gait trouble at the start. She's going against Calbred today, stretching out, moving to the grass for an excellent second-out trainer. Andy Mathis has a long-term strike rate, very high with second-time starters. So I'm going to take this horse for an upset in the 10th, number 9, Nothing is Forever.
And Bob, last week you gave us the late pick five. Your sheet, you had the late pick five worth $348, and then came right back the next day with five top choice winners and the early pick five worth $214. So keep up the good roll, Bob, and we will try to get your radio horse home too. Nothing is Forever, the 10th race, a nice 6-1 on the morning line. Good luck today, Bob. We'll talk next week.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, guys. Take care. Good luck to everybody.
Okay, that was Bob Mazursky, and let's bring in Bruce Finkel. Oh, okay, John, we're just going to wait on Bruce for 1 second. But track conditions, John, am I right about that? Looks like you can make up a little ground. You can be up close so far. That's the way the main track's played there at Pimlico.
Well, the first stakes race of the day, the fourth race at Pimlico, was won by Apple Picker. This was the ski path stakes, and came from second to last, got up six furlongs, 112.34. Morning line favorite ended up paying 840 to win, so an overlay on the winner there, but it did show that you don't have to be on the lead on that main track.
Okay, do we have Bruce yet? Do we have Bruce Finkelstein? Okay, John, we're still waiting on Bruce. How about a little good news that came out? We talked about some bad news in racing a lot, but how about Turf Paradise getting 3 more years, which, you know, we kind of thought this could be the last year there. That's very good news. And, you know, in politics, they say 4 more years. Well, Turf Paradise is going to get at least 3 more.
Well, you know, I think they're some of the beneficiaries from the eventual close of Golden Gate. We've seen a lot of Northern California horsemen go over there. Heck, we've seen some of the riders and the horses from Santa Anita going over on those Tuesdays and Wednesdays when they race at Turf Paradise as well. So it's nice to see that there is going to be an option on the western part of the U.S. in the wintertime. And we'll see what happens there. They've done some renovations finally to get that track up to code as far as, you know, all the standards that have to be met for HESA. So we'll see how things play out. But it is nice to see a 3-year commitment, and they'll set up the purse money, and it'll give some options to some of the horsemen maybe from Northern California.
Well, we've got Bruce Finkelstein now from BetOnBruce.com. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John. How's it going, guys?
We're doing great. First thing we wanted you to do is preview the Jim McKay Turf Sprint. That is the 11th race at Pimlico, and we've talked about that boggy turf course. I think it maybe throws some of these turf races into a wide-open status. How'd you see that one?
Yeah, it's a neat race. I like a 7-year-old coming off a little bit of a break here, and that's the 8-horse Boats Rockin'. Super sharp before it went to the sidelines. This horse won with kind of an explosive, slightly off-the-pace win at Laurel back in mid-October. It was sent to the big time at Aqueduct. It was kind of locked in behind horses in a 150,000 stake race. Once he got out, he challenged the front-running winner, Nothing Better. Came up short. He doesn't love to switch leads, but He's one tough sucker. These older horses really seem to relish sometimes when they come off the break. He's won 11 of 24 lifetime grass races. He's been on the board in 20 of 24 grass races. He can sit just off of whatever pace. And here's the good news. He has a win on a good turf course. It was very slow about a year and a half ago at Laurel, I believe. So I think he's going to be fine over a softish turf course. So in race 11, I like the 8. Boats are rocking, horses to play with it. The 11, Witty, is very sharp. He comes from way out of the clouds. Beer Can Man, the 12, has won over this turf course. His form's a little bit questionable at this point, but certainly he could perk up today. So I like it. 8, Boats are rocking with the 11, Witty, and the 12, Beer Can Man.
Very good. John, what do you have for Bruce?
Well, Bruce, before we get a Southern California radio play from you, just your opinion. You know, you cover Golden Gate and have made selections at Golden Gate for many, many years. Yesterday, they did not fill the Friday card, and I was surprised and disappointed that Golden Gate could not fill a card for tomorrow, Sunday. So there's only one day of racing this week, and that's today. And just your opinion on how this is all winding down before they close Golden Gate for good in the early June.
You know, I kind of thought it was going to be the opposite, guys. I thought that maybe the entry boxes would be full with only a month left of racing. I mean, the purses go down at the fairs. You don't have a grass course except for Santa Rosa, which isn't much of a grass course to begin with. So I'm surprised. I don't know if this is a protest thing or horses have gone elsewhere, but it's pretty sad. I thought this would you know, end on a higher note. And I'll throw it back to you guys. I mean, there is a proposed Pleasanton fall-winter meeting. This doesn't portend well going forward, I wouldn't think, for having racing at Pleasanton in the fall with the fact that they can't even fill races at Golden Gate right now. So it's in a state of chaos up there, and it's kind of a shame. But, again, very surprised that the entry boxes aren't fuller at the end of this meet.
Bruce, where do you want to come for your Santa Anita selection?
Let's go to I'm going to go to a race that Bob covered, and I totally agree with him. I'm on a very strong wagon when I'm with Bob Mazursky. The seventh race, the Misdirection, I totally agree with him on the 8, Get the Money. She trained like a monster before she made her debut as a 2-year-old, and I think she's figuring it out right now. She came off a layoff. She won an allowance. She was third in the Monrovia, I think, against a better group. She laid right up close and ran evenly behind Ag Bullet. Here's the good news. There's no pace in here. She's not a need-to-lead horse, but she's going to be on top of a slow pace. She's got the all-important races on the downhill course. I think she's set for a huge effort. Seventh race before Get the Money, listed at 7-2 on the morning line.
And what's available today on betonbruce.com?
Full card analysis at Pimlico. We have a full card at Santa Anita. Late races at Churchill. Also some best bets at Golden Gate for the one day of racing this week. If you're into the Golden Hour, I've got a couple of late races there. So check it out at Bet on Bruce.
Thanks, Bruce. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next week.
Take care, guys. Have a great one.
Let's take our next time out. When we come back, John Hardoon from the Ragas and Sheets, Toby Callett from TobyCallett.com. You are listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Radio. AM 830.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse, with thrilling thoroughbred racing action and the best of quarter horse racing, plus night racing's best bets like our early and late pick fours and our $10,000 pick six promo. We'll add $10,000 into the pick six pool on Sunday if there's not a carryover. And horse players, Los Alamitos is the perfect place to enjoy all of the national simulcast racing action, from Santa Anita to the Preakness at Pimlico. And from Gulfstream Park to the top New York tracks, enjoy a comfortable and ample grandstand each and every day. With large screen TVs, plenty of wagering machines, and the friendliest staff in racing. Make your plans now for racing's biggest day. You can reserve a table in the beautiful Vessels Club. as Kentucky Derby winner Mystic Dan goes for the Preakness on Saturday. For reservations, call 714-820-2681. And remember Burgart's Sports Bar. With more than 60 HDTVs and plenty of great seating locations, we're all about the horse players. The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time. So saddle up for action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right in the app. Talk about a one-stop shop for all things horse racing. Download the DK Horse app now to get in on the horse racing action. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with code TBLA. Only on the DK Horse app. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus. Wagering only available while physically present in California. Eligibility restrictions apply. One per new customer match calculated on the first deposit, up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com. From Golden Gate to Santa Anita to Del Mar, and everywhere racing is conducted in California, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch offers 145 beautifully manicured acres designed specifically for breeding, raising, and training of the competitive racehorse. Large irrigated pastures and private grass paddocks provide the optimum environment for your mares and offspring. The newly renovated 5/8 of a mile training track, supervised by well-known track man Richard Tedesco, provides a safe surface to start your young horses on their way. Stallion Clubhouse Ride continues to produce sound, durable offspring that handle all distances and surfaces. Stallion Straight Fire was an outstanding juvenile himself and is passing along his early speed and precocity. Contact Farm Manager Terry Knight at 510-928-4980 for stallion bookings or to schedule a tour, or check out the online farm tour at LegacyRanchInc.com. Get your program started the right way at Legacy Ranch. You'll be glad you did.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer.
Welcome back, Thoroughbred Los Angeles, a Preakness edition. And John, how about a couple of these satellite places that are already open and ready to serve our customers?
Right. All of the Southern California satellite wagering facilities, including Santa Anita, Los Alamitos, the Derby Room at Fairplex Park, and the OC Tavern in San Clemente, everybody's open, ready to go. You can go out there early, play the Pimlico card, get ready for Santa Anita, which has a first post time of 1 p.m.
John, what about a word from DK Horse?
Right. If you want to play from home today and you're looking for a new ADW account, you ought to check out the DK Horse app. This is an affiliate of DraftKings. New customers who download the DK Horse app can get a 100% deposit bonus of up to $250 when they opt in with the code TBLA for Thoroughbred LA. You can go right to the DK Horse app and sign up today and be playing by the Preakness.
Let's bring in John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John. How you guys doing?
We are doing well, looking forward to an exciting day of racing, and we'll be certainly not lacking for betting opportunities today. First of all, I wanted you to preview the dinner party stakes at Pimlico. That is race 12, a mile and an eighth on this soft turf course. How do you see the dinner party, race 12?
Actually, this is going to be one of my two radio plays, and I like the number 9 horse in here, Beat Box. This is a 6-year-old. From the Red Hot Sherry DeVoe barn. She won 3 races yesterday. Joel Rosario aboard to ride. He's ridden him in the past. And this horse could handle a turf course with some give in it. He's listed at 5-1 on the morning line. I like number 9, Beatbox, to win today's 12th race at Pimlico, the Dinner Party Stakes.
That is your first radio play, and John Lindo is going to get your second one. And, guys, just a word, you mentioned Cherie DeVoe. How good is she? I mean, three stakes wins yesterday. When she first started out, I was a little bit on the fence, but, man, guys, I think she is an outstanding trainer. John Lindo, your thoughts on that, and then a second pick from John Lindo.
By the way, she really is. She's worked with Chaz Brown for many years, and then she went out on her own, so obviously she's learned from the best, or one of the best anyway. So she had the right tutelage, and she's got quite a career ahead of her.
John Lindo.
And the main thing, guys, she's got a real solid group of ownership behind her. They've got some money to spend, and she's producing with what she's got, so she's only going to get some more, I think, moving forward.
Great.
John, as far as your play today, you've done sheets at Belmont at Aqueduct, Santa Anita, and Pimlico, and I'm guessing you might have done Churchill Downs, too. So where do you want to go for your second radio play?
Well, we're going to go to Belmont and look at the 11th and final. It's a mile and a 16th on the turf, and I love the number one horse in here, Just Tonight. Three-year-old Phyllis Nadani, Gargan Barn, four career starts. Each race is better than the previous one. Received Lasix last time for the first time. Now it's second time Lasix. Kendra Carmouche aboard to ride 4-1 on the morning line. Number one, Just Deny, wins today's 11th and final out at Aqueduct.
And tell us again what's available today at JONHARDNN.com. DOONN.com.
We have Pimlico, we have Belmont, and we have Santa Anita selections. Do you want my selection for the Preakness?
Oh, yeah. How about it, John? Who do you like?
Well, the first thing I would do is throw out Catching Freedom and Mystic Dan. I don't want any of the Derby horses on my ticket, with the exception of Just Steele, who had a ridiculous ride. He switches today to Joel Rosario, and he's a price, so I would use him. But I love Tuscan Golden here. I think Chad Brown did the right thing. He passed the Peter Pan pointing for this spot. She'd get a great trip. Tyler Gaffney on the board. 7-2 on the morning line. I love Tuscan Gold. Three exactas. Put the two Uncle Heavy, the seven Just Steel, and the nine Imagination underneath. 8/2, 7/9.
All right, we're carrying a lot of weight here, John. Both Johns on the show today with Tuscan Gold, and I like the horse as well, but I'm going to hook up that exacta pretty good with Imagination, so we can all win money. Good luck, John, and we'll talk next week.
Thanks, guys. Stay safe and be well.
Let's bring in Toby Callett from TobyCallett.com. Good morning, Toby.
Hey, Bob. How are you?
Doing well, and I know the big races aren't really your thing. If you want to weigh in on the Preakness, feel free. If not, let's just dive right into your home track at Gulfstream Park, whatever you want to do.
Well, I'll ask you, I'll mention a couple of things for you and for everybody that's listening to pay attention to. Everybody's worried about the weather and so on and so forth. We've got almost 6.5 hours until they run the Preakness. And the beauty of the card is that races 11 and 12 are grass races. So the last dirt race that will be run is scheduled at 4:10. The Preakness is scheduled at 7:01. So they're going to have time to work the racetrack. So at least until you see what the weather's doing, try not to project too far forward, and be flexible enough to make an adjustment if need be. But I have a suspicion that the track's going to be just fine by the time they run the Preakness. And for the Preakness, I have a question for you and John. Would you rather have the Preakness, or would you rather have $4,989,050 to your bankroll? What would be $50,000? What would be your choice?
The latter.
Give me the money, Toby.
Okay. Yeah, the combined purchase prices of the nine entrants, yes, that includes Moot, so you can take the $2 million off for him, and it's only $2.9, almost $3 million. They spent almost $5 million buying these horses, and that's my question for everybody out there in radio land and you guys as well. Would you rather have the $5 million or the Preakness? End of story. Next case.
John Lindo, why don't you jump in and get Toby's play today?
Well, before we get Toby's play, you were the star of the show last week, Toby. You gave us a ninth race winner at Gulfstream Park, Cape Trafalgar at 720, a cold deck $2 exacta that paid 52.60, and a cold deck 50-cent trifecta that paid 52.70. So you swept the board with the first three placings on your radio play last week. So let's go ahead and get a radio play from you today. And, you know, I had sent you a note. I'm interested in this coast-to-coast pick five, and the first leg is tough. It's the ninth race, the maiden race, a full field on the grass at Gulfstream. So if you have an opinion there, I'm all ears.
Well, I got orders from headquarters. I read your email, and we are going to do the ninth race. Any gold stars that I might have earned recently will be merely a moot point if we put this one over. In race nine today at Gulfstream, I like the 12. His name is Sharp Wonder. He's only 30-1 on the morning line. That's right, 30-0. I think this is a spot where these connections have pointed to get this horse on the grass. They're very sharp. You've seen these guys out there at Del Mar during the summer. They know how to get the money. I look for Sharp Wonder to make the tote board spark. Behind him, we're looking at the 6-1, number 11, Inherent Promise, the 6, Riverwalk, who's only 5-1, and the 3, Swift Delivery, who's 15-1 on the morning line. So it's 12, 11, 6, 3. It can be all you, me, and everybody on the radio today in the ninth at Gulfstream Park.
Toby, if you hit this one, you're going to make last week's Cape Trafalgar look like just literally pocket change. So, Toby,
that was $7. This one will pay more than $7 for sure.
Toby Kellett giving out Sharp Wonder 30-1 on the morning line. That's the ninth race at Gulfstream, and that is the first leg of the Coast to Coast. And if we can get that one home, Toby, we may be looking at maybe the whole pool there. So let's do it. Good luck. And it won't be the whole pool because you and I will have it. We'll have to split it. And Lindo will have a third of it anyway. So good luck to everybody out there. Toby, thank you. Good luck today. And we'll talk again next week. TobyCallett.com.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Hey, John, let's take our final time out. When we come back, Scott Shapiro, Michael Rona from Los Alamitos. That's the final segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Fans, we have a great weekend of live racing lined up at Santa Anita Park. Today is the $100,000 Misdirection Stakes, and Sunday brings the $100,000 Desert Code. Both of those will be run down the Hillside Turf Course. Of course, Memorial Day weekend is right around the corner. Great events are lined up like the fan-favorite Corgi Nationals, the Smorgasbord Barbecue Invitational, the Memorial Weekend Carnival, the California Beer Festival, and on Monday, May 27th, Memorial Day, it's a dollar day, and our annual poker charity tournament benefiting Folds of Honor. It's just a $300 donation to play, and 100% of that goes directly to the Folds of Honor Foundation. We will have special packages online that include a challenge coin and a vintage The Shoe Wants You t-shirt. For more information, go to sananita.com or call George Ortuzar in our marketing department. The top jockeys, the top trainers, world-class racing, and a great Memorial Day weekend are right here at Santa Anita, the great race place.
Satellite wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern. Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events, never miss a big race, and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. Come back and check us out.
Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Rags and Sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's The Rags and Sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back. Final segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Bob Ike, John Lindo, and now also Scott Shapiro. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, gents. How are we doing today?
Doing well. I know you've been busy. Seen you all over social media. I know you love these big day events. So let's dive right in, Shapper, and get a preview on one of the undercard races, first of all. The 10th race, the Sir Barton. A couple scratches in there, but still a field of eight. How'd you see that one?
Yeah, a couple of big scratches. Well, one big scratch, it was the 8 Tuscan Sky, the 5-2 second choice on the line that had two really good wins over an off-track. With the off-track there, they might have voted well, but will not race. That was the one I liked most. Also lost Mighty Message. The race goes through number 5, Corporate Power, extremely well-bred son of Curlin out of the damn Road to Victory, who beat Monomoy Girl as a 2-year-old. And this one has been good, not great, in my opinion, but has gotten good numbers. And can winners go on for Shove McGahey? With Tuscan Sky coming out, he's probably going to be close to even money, if not lower. And then you have number 10, Imperial Gun, who's 7-2 on the line. He'll come down a little as well. He comes off a head defeat in the Bathhouse Row. When he was down along the inside, a little keen early, but got a good trip otherwise. But I prefer him over the favorite Corporate Power in here. I think it's probably a two-horse race. Tough to find others to get too excited about, although Gould's Gold will go after Brian Hernandez and Kenny McPeak, who obviously will be in the race 13 as well, at Preakness Stakes.
John Lindo, what do you have for Mr. Shapiro?
Hey, Scott, I enjoyed your X or Twitter post of all the different races for on behalf of ExpressBet doing the analysis on this card at Pimlico. So let's get a radio play from you at Pimlico today.
Yeah, appreciate the kind words, John. And heck, I mean, with the turf races kind of being a little bit up in the air, they're going to run them probably, but not sure with the course. Let's go to the big one, the Preakness Stakes, where I'm going to take a swing with number 7, Just Steel. I've got a lot of respect for the Derby winner, Mystic Dan, as well as Tuscan Gold. I think they're probably the two likeliest winners. Just Steel is going to be a pretty big price here. And I'm going to forgive his Kentucky Derby where Keith Asmussen got a little over-aggressive after a break that wasn't ideal and got caught up in the speed duel. But prior to that, I had a good second to move in the Arkansas Derby. And as races that sit here, I like to move to Joel Rosario. So we'll go to number 7, Just Steel, in the Preakness Stakes, race 13 at Pimlico.
Hey, Shapper, get your Twitter handle out there. You're very active on social media and very interactive with the fans out there. So give our listeners that so they can follow you and get involved with all your stuff.
Well, I appreciate it. It's at ScottShap34, and yeah, doing some videos, posting a lot of the written content like John Lindo mentioned, so always enjoy chatting with everybody about the races.
Very good. Good luck today. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys. Good luck to you as well.
All right, that was Scott Shapiro. Final stop, our cleanup batter. He's down at Los Alamitos, and that's Michael Rona. Good morning, Michael.
G'day, Bob.
Well, we know simulcasting's open early. Huge day of racing from around the country, but you guys have a nice pick six carryover heading into tonight's card.
Indeed. Yeah, there's a $26,000 carryover in the pick six tonight on races 4 through 9.
And what should we be looking at on tonight's card, Michael?
There's a very solid allowance field to round out the program, good-sized field of quality runners. My play is going to be Inner Leg of the Pick Six for two-year-old fillies, race number six, which will also open the late pick four.
Which is always a dollar bet there at Los Alamitos. John Lindo, but before we get into what you want to ask, Michael, just want everyone to know, get to that website, losalamitos.com, Michael Rona. There's a ton of information for the fans there.
Yes, absolutely. All the gate works are available for free, and including that of the favorite I'm going to try to beat in race six tonight, because I think that the horse has still got a fair bit to learn despite displaying some obvious talent.
John Lindo, what do you have for Michael?
Well, Michael, we'll get to that play in just a second, but Santa Anita has a 10-race card today with a 1 o'clock first post time, so I need to know so I don't miss the early pick four. When do you guys kick off the card tonight?
First post is 6:55, John. Tomorrow there's a 10-race card getting underway at 5:50. Tomorrow night's card highlighted by the Adequan California Derby Challenge. The winner will qualify to a national final later in the year. Last Sunday, we saw the Grade 2 Kindergarten Futurity, the first Futurity of the season. Next Sunday, the trials to the Grade 1 Ed Burke Million Futurity. It's always one of the biggest nights of the year at Los Alamitos. It'll be a night chock full of two-year-old trials. And I think we'll see some horses that were just a little bit late on the scene because of some cancelled cards and wet tracks impacting the training regimen a couple of months ago. There's been some very, very good two-year-old performances since the trials to the Kindergarten Futurity. So mark that down for next Sunday night, the Ed Burke Million Futurity trials.
Very good, Michael. So let's go ahead and get that selection. You've got the 6:55 post tonight after the 10 races at Santa Anita. You gave us Modera last week, who got the money, ended up at 380 there. So let's make it 2 weeks in a row. Michael, where do you want to go?
Yeah, not quite the odds I was hoping for last week's winner, but we can't control that. This horse tonight in race six is 3-1 on Ed Burghardt's morning line, the third choice in the field of six. I refer to number three, Go Tell Carter, who's from the first crop of the three-time Derby winner, Tell Cartel. Monte Arosa trains this filly. Armando Cervantes has the mount, so you have strong connections in your corner. The horse lagged out significantly late on debut when vying for the win, ultimately losing by a neck. I think she could have won if she kept a straight course. Then had a horror trip in a trial to the Kindergarten Futurity. Third time might be the charm. She has first-time starters drawn either side, including the favourite, number four, Naive, who's had a pair of gateworks, clearly talented, but by golly, she's done a few things wrong on each occasion. She just appears to me to be worth risking tonight. Maybe will benefit from the race experience, just based on watching those gatework videos, which again are available at losalamitos.com. And I'm hoping that Go Tell Carter, with some race experience, can come through for us as the third choice on Ed Burghardt's morning line, number three in the sixth.
Very well, Michael. Let's get it home and make it 2 weeks in a row for you, and we'll talk to you again next Saturday.
Thanks, fellas. All the best to you. Enjoy Preakness Day. I'll be on Tuscan Gold.
All right, very good. You're a lot. We're carrying a lot of weight here on Tuscan Gold, guys.
Tuscan Gold's carrying a lot more than 126 today, Bob.
Yeah. Good luck, Michael. Talk to you again next week. Thank you. Hey, John, we're about out of time. Thank you for co-hosting. Thank you to Howard Drescher inside, all of our guests. Mike Willman's here from 8 to 10 tomorrow. Stay tuned for Andy Harris and the SoCal Restaurant Show. 1 o'clock post at Santa Anita. Preakness will go off at about 4. We'll see if we've got a horse going for the Triple Crown or not. Good luck, everyone. Talk to you next week.
He'll give you the answer that you endorse. He's always on a steady course. Talk to Mr. A. People yakety yak and streak and waste your time a day. But Mr. Ed will never speak unless he has something to say. A horse is a horse, of course, of course. And this one will talk till his voice is hoarse. You never heard of a talking